The president of Illinois State University says he's pleased a student is running for Normal Town Council in April. Larry Dietz talks periodically with GLT. Dietz says he's delighted that there's enthusiasm for public service in the student body. He also says ISU is moving to nudge the McLean County clerk to offer better service at polling places.
The last election that we had, you know, brought some press with it and some disappointment in terms of students voting. Who felt like that they had to stand in line too long at the Bone Student Center to vote. Soon after that, Kathy Michael and I had a good conversation. Our person here who was the county clerk that handles all of that, and she and I had a very good conversation. As a matter of fact, we have another conversation that's going to be coming up relatively soon with some of our student leaders and some of our student affairs staff and myself and some of her staff to try to see how we can improve the voting. I know that she was concerned about the Bone renovation and the Brown Ballroom not being available and so forth. Well, the next election, you know, Brown Ballroom is renovated and now open. And we're interested as a university in trying to figure out ways that we can help our students vote in whatever election.
It's not just having a polling place, though. It's channeling the lines and having enough staff for same-day registration. Has she made commitments to you about that, or is that something you're going to ask about at the next meeting?
Yeah, that's part of our ongoing conversation. It came up at the first meeting, and I'm not sure how much we can help, but we're certainly willing to help in terms of other locations. Watterson Hall would be another good location. The Tri Towers or perhaps the fitness center. I know that she's limited in terms of her budget, and I don't know how in other ways we could help, but we also want to do a better job of trying to educate our students that for those that can register ahead of time, we want to strongly encourage that. They have a right to vote whether they register ahead of time or not, but it certainly is to their benefit if they come in ready to vote and registered ahead of time. It makes it a lot less time-consuming. And so I'm delighted that Kathy's been willing to have some good conversation, and so that next meeting is coming up, I think, in the next week or so.
And has she made commitments after the first meeting, or is that going to be nailed down at this next meeting?
I think it'll be more specifically addressed at this next meeting.
Not just the last election cycle, last November, but a couple of years ago, we entered a different era in the rhetoric of politics. I believe you had said, and your then Chief of Staff Jay Groves had said, that there would be a challenge in making sure that the campus remained a place for civil discourse. Given the Cohen hearings, how have you seen the climate continue to develop?
Well, I think having a campus where individuals can express freely their opinions about all kinds of ideas is an important piece. So in terms of freedom of expression, freedom of speech, there have been some individuals who've encouraged me to develop free speech zones on the campus, and I've resisted that. To me, the entire campus is a free speech area. And I think, indeed, a part of a university is to encourage that dialogue. Universities are places where new knowledge is created through research, where oftentimes different voices have different opinions, and people can be passionate about that. But a couple of the new values that we've adopted in our strategic plan, one is related to integrity, and the other one is related to respect. And so while we encourage people to express their ideas freely, we want them to do so in a respectful manner, and hopefully the way they're doing that also has some integrity related to it. So winter is not a time where you see a lot of outdoor debates going on and discussions.
Spring is coming, I've heard tell, so that may become an issue. Has civility been a challenge during the out-of-door season?
I don't really think it has. We've had, after the presidential election, we had some folks on the campus that I had strong opinions about that. We had one event where we had several hundred people that were gathered, out near the quad, having discussions about all that. I'm a student that was growing up in the '60s, and so I'm used to that to a degree. To me, the discussions that we've had have been respectful and they've been civil. They've been passionate. But, you know, that's what universities ought to be a place for, is to have those kinds of discussions. So to me, there hasn't really been anything out of line, if you will. We want to foster an environment where free speech reigns and people can have those discussions.
And professors do that and model it in their classrooms and mediate the process and curb it when it gets a little hot or a little strident. But there's a role for administration at the top as well. You mentioned the strategic plan, but how else can you set the tone?
Well, one of the things that, you know, faculty, you know, depending on their discipline, but for the most part, faculty in their discipline, you know, mediation in a classroom isn't oftentimes something that they, you know, had in their training to be a professor. And so through our Center for Teaching and Learning, we've developed workshops about, you know, mediating conflict within classrooms and so forth. And so, you know, we're offering some faculty development workshops, I think, that will help with all of that. But, you know, we're living in interesting times right now, and I think one of the things that people can model, in my estimation, within their classrooms is the integrity and the respect and character. And so I think students will pick up on that, and hopefully, you know, I've been very encouraged in the last several student body presidents whom I've been able to work with. Many of them want to go into politics because they want to go into that to help do things that they view as right things within society. And I admire them for, you know, being a part of the, wanting to be a part of the political process, like this young man that's running for council.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz talking about issues in higher education, as he periodically does here on 89.1 and WGLT.org.